Chapter 2, Political Consequences. So now we're going to take a look at the political consequences of this mass die-off and who took the vaccines. We already covered that, so we know who's going to be impacted by this. The die-off is going to be concentrated in Democrat-controlled areas, blue cities, blue states, Democrat-run companies such as the big tech firms and so on. As a result of this, voting is going to be heavily impacted in all upcoming elections because there will be fewer Democrats alive to vote. And this may be offset to some degree by the illegal immigrants that are being brought into the country in record numbers, and perhaps that is a deliberate strategy on the part of Democrats to replace the dead Democrats who died from the vaccines. I believe it is a deliberate strategy. Nevertheless, the die-off from the vaccines will probably be far greater than the number of illegals who can be brought into the country, despite their best efforts to do so. And this means that in upcoming elections, unless the Democrats can continue to cheat, which is, of course, a strong possibility, we're going to see far fewer Democrats voting because they're dead. Now, granted, dead Democrats still do vote in places like Chicago, but it takes effort for Democrats to cheat with dead voters. So the more who die, the more difficult it is for them to cheat. And this die-off is accelerating, and this means that elections are going to be strongly impacted. And this will impact the 2022 midterms, but also even more strongly, of course, the 2024 presidential election, if it is even allowed to take place. And that's a big question. We're not even sure that the 2022 midterms will be allowed to take place because the Democrats are likely to be really politically slaughtered in that election because of the catastrophic nature of their policies and the suffering that the American people are going through right now, which includes, of course, food inflation, supply chain failures, a loss of freedom, continued pushing of vaccines and lockdowns that nobody wants. There's real fatigue against the pandemic and fatigue against Joe Biden and just outright hatred against Kamala Harris. So we're not even sure the 2022 midterms are going to take place. But nevertheless, because of the vaccine die-off, the trend very strongly moving forward is fewer and fewer Democrats voting. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to be saved by the GOP? Highly doubtful. The GOP is just the other side of the grand theatrical production. Both Democrats and the GOP are all prostitutes to Big Pharma, with very few exceptions. They work for pharma, they work for the central banks, they're all in favor of more debt, more inflation, more money printing. They're almost all heavily invested in the vaccine manufacturers and drug companies. They have every incentive to keep pushing these fake pandemics and to keep pushing money printing and stimulus bailouts and all these other horrific policies. So we're not going to get much of a change, no matter who's in charge. In fact, the GOP, they like to talk a lot about restoring the freedom of speech. And although there are some truly pro-First Amendment champions, such as Jim Jordan and Senator Rand Paul and others, for the most part, the GOP is all in with big tech, and many of them are in with China and the CCP as well. So don't expect some kind of miracle just because the GOP starts winning more elections. Remember, when the GOP has power, they never use it to protect the American people. The GOP only talks a good game when they have no power. The moment they're elected, they become spineless jellyfish. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention in the last chapter, one other sector of society that's heavily vaccinated is teachers and school administrators and workers. So we're going to see, of course, a mass die-off in that sector as well. But politically speaking, most teachers and school administrators are Democrats and leftists, over 90%. So that just goes hand in hand with what we're seeing here in this chapter, which is the political changes that are coming are going to be rather dramatic. And we're going to see also the census completely reconfigured because blue states are losing so much population. Not only are people migrating out of cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco and out of states like California and New York, and those people are migrating to states like Texas and Florida, but we're also going to see, of course, a disproportionate die-off in the blue cities and states. So when we start to look at population figures and what this means to the Electoral College, you know, 10 years ahead, and what it means for the number of seats in the House, in Congress, you can see California is going to lose seats. New York, Washington, Colorado, New Mexico, New Jersey, Illinois, Oregon. These blue cities and states are going to lose a tremendous amount of political power over the next several years. But that's not even the biggest story here. They're going to lose economic power as well. We're going to cover that in a subsequent chapter here. But just remember, the entire political landscape will be re-engineered. And the other important thing to remember is that you, as a survivor of the vaccine holocaust, your vote will have more power. Your vote will count more because there are fewer people voting, because there are fewer people living. We're going to see a drastic population reduction in the United States and around the world. And the fewer people there are, the more each person's single vote counts. So this is going to underscore the importance of being politically active in this environment, in this ghost world. You're going to be able to truly make a difference. Your vote is going to count, and you'd better exercise it so that we don't fall into the insane left-wing lunacy that got us to this point in the first place. We've got to extricate ourselves from this. And frankly, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to assert pro-liberty views, pro-Christian policies, pro-America policies, as the Democrats continue to die off. And it's sort of the one thing that Democrats are doing that is pro-America, is removing themselves from the gene pool, removing their communist ideas. It's actually a benefit to America as a whole. Not that we wish that upon anyone, but they have chosen to remove themselves. They've won the Darwin Award, so to speak. And the result is that there will be fewer communists and fewer Marxists. And thus, they won't be pushing the country so radically to the left. So I want to remind you that this process is gradual. The die-off is gradual. And even though this will be felt in the 2022 midterms, it will be felt more in 2024 and even more in 26 and yet more in 28 and so on. So you may not notice it that much in the midterms, although probably just the anti-Biden vote is going to be huge. But you're definitely going to see this in 24, 26, and so on. You're going to notice there's a lot fewer, you know, liberals living because they took the vaccine. Now, interestingly, 92% of LGBT have taken the vaccine. Because transgenders and those in the LGBT community, they like to think of themselves as being independent and as being anti-establishment and being unique and individual and so on. They're delusional. They're actually all obedience worshipers, and they do exactly what they're told, and they go with the herd, and they're actually conformists. So they think they're unique and individual for having blue hair and nose piercings and being lesbians. No, they're just going along with the blue-haired, nose-pierced lesbian herd, which is going to die off because of these vaccines. So once again, we have a group of people who have chosen to commit vaccine suicide, which means that their influence on the future of the world will be greatly diminished because they will be dead or, you know, hospitalized, maimed, sickened, and not functioning in society. They won't be as politically active when they're dead or injured. And, you know, that's the other point in all of this that I've neglected to mention here, is that it's not just those who die. that affect all of these issues. It's also those who are sickened and hospitalized or maimed. Because when they're injured to a sufficient degree, they can no longer operate in society. They may have extreme neurological disorders, making it so that they really can't leave the house. Or they may have extreme cardiovascular disorders, making it so that they can't leave the house. They can't walk, for example. They can't drive. So they're less likely to vote. They're less likely to be vocal. They're less likely to be politically active. So it's not just dead people. It's also the injuries and the hospitalizations and the maiming of so many people. That's going to have a major impact. And by the way, somebody's going to have to take care of all those people who are injured. And this is another entire topic here, but it's a big question. Who's going to do that when everybody's busy trying to keep society running, you know, trying to run government and run the nuclear power plants and run the corporations and run the trucking and logistics and run the grocery stores, because all of that is in a desperate situation due to the die-off? Who's going to take care of the injured? Who's going to take care of the maimed? And I think part of the answer is, at some point, you're going to see society pushing a very aggressive mass euthanasia for those who are COVID injured. This has already begun in New Zealand, where the government there has passed a euthanasia law that now even rewards doctors with a $1,000 bonus for euthanizing COVID patients. This is absolutely true. This is all confirmed. This is a real thing. If you have COVID, they can euthanize you in New Zealand, you know, apparently with your consent, whatever that means, where they pick up your hand and make you sign a tablet or something. Oh, he consented. And then they kill you and the doctor gets a $1,000 bonus. I believe this practice is going to expand quite dramatically, where you're going to see substantial financial rewards to doctors and hospitals for killing people who are vaccine injured. So for those out there who took the vaccine and said, oh, I believe in science, actually, you're probably going to be, you know, organ harvested and you're going to be sacrificed under this system of rogue medicine. You know, it is a depopulation genocidal agenda after all. And you bet on the wrong horse, you know. You bet on doctors being ethical, and they're not. They're murderers. You bet on science being accurate, and it isn't. The science is fraudulent. You bet on government being honest and transparent, and they aren't. They're dishonest, and they're trying to kill you. So if you took the vaccine, you're already dead. It's just a matter of time and what it looks like. And are there things that people can do to stop the vaccine from killing them in the years ahead? Well, perhaps. That's not the focus of this special report, but you can read my articles on naturalnews.com if you want to get information about how to save yourself from these vaccines. There are things that can fight the spike protein. There are things that can improve the quality of your blood. There are things that are neuroprotective. So I would imagine that there are ways to substantially reduce your risk even if you took the vaccines. However, that being said, most people, the vast majority of people, will not take any steps because they still don't realize they've been poisoned. They still think the vaccine is a wonderful thing, which is what Trump is saying as well. And so they're not even going to take, you know, the black cumin seed or the lactoferrin or vitamin D or zinc or quercetin or anything. Or even honey, raw honey, by the way, is useful. But you can learn more about those natural remedies and defenses against the spike protein at naturalnews.com. Now, expanding this to a global point of view, let's remember that the people dying off all over the world, including in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, you know, Japan, everywhere, Canada, they're going to be the people who tend to be pro-government. They are the obedience followers, the people who believe in government authority. They're the ones who lined up and took the shot. So they're going to be eliminated, you know, to some degree. And who's going to be the survivors are the true anti-establishment people, those who are skeptical of the false promises of corrupt government, those who are skeptical of, you know, the murderous big pharma cartels. So overall, if you look at the shift in the philosophical implications of this, which has a lot of ties to the political upshot, what we're going to see is the survivors are people who are more skeptical of government, skeptical of false authorities, skeptical of big pharma and the FDA and the CDC and so on. And that is a move in a positive direction for the future of humanity. Those who die off are kind of the oblivious masses who really aren't qualified to represent the future of the human race because, well, frankly, you know, they're oblivious obedience worshipers, and they're the kind of people who can't think for themselves. That's by definition why they took the vaccine, because they can't think for themselves, or they're easily hypnotized, they're easily manipulated. And at one level, the globalists know this as well, and they have put this out there as a global IQ test, looking to eliminate the low IQ people around the world, which has always been one of the goals of the globalist depopulation movement, the eugenics movement. You know, in their own minds, the globalists will say that they only seek to enhance the survivability, the long-term sustainability of human civilization. And in their minds, one of the ways to do that is to kill off what they call the useless eaters. And so this is accomplishing that in the view of the globalists. It's killing off the useless eaters. Whereas you and I, you know, we don't want to run around the world mass murdering people just because they're not as informed as we are. So, you know, we condemn the mass genocide, but the globalists celebrate it. Nevertheless, that is what they're accomplishing. So understand that the average IQ in the world will rise over the next decade. That is the average IQ of those who are still alive. Because the dumb, the gullible, the obedience worshipers, they will die in very, very large numbers. And so it is what it is. You know, you can make a judgment about it. You can talk about the globalist plan. It is what it is. The stupid people are going to be killed by this. And we tried to warn them, but there's only so much you can do. The stupid people are going to be killed by this. And we tried to warn them, but there's only so much you can do.